On the show today, we have Steve Wright and Associates, Mark Steve Wright, and Microsoft Consulting Services, Guillermo Cope, talking about their new book called Digital Life. Oh my gosh, what a great book this is. I'm already halfway through it, and I can't wait to finish it, but we talk with Mark and Guillermo about all the takeaways and all the things that are happening with digital as it pertains to financial services. Just fantastic, fantastic conversation, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page that's just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And we have not one, but two budding authors on the program today. Right next to me, we have Guillermo Cope, Microsoft Consulting Services, Guillermo Cope. Guillermo, how are you, sir?
Fine, Mike. Thank you. A pleasure to share this with you.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited to dive into the weeds of this book. And then without further ado, right below us is Mr. Mark Steve Wright from Steve Wright & Associates. Mark, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Mike. And I'm sorry we haven't seen each other since GAC. I miss you, my friend. But this is a good substitute.
It's a nice plan B for sure. We'll make do with it until we can get back in person. And hopefully that'll be sooner rather than later for sure. All right, guys. The big announcement. Here it comes right here. Look at that. And on the screen too, you guys have written a book called Digital Life. And I'm about halfway through it, and it's all dog-eared and highlighted and stuff already. I've got a million notes, and this interview could probably go like 2 hours, but we only have like maybe 15 or so minutes. But Mark, I'm going to start with you. Tell us about Digital Life, and then Guillermo, I'll get your take as well, because you guys co-wrote it. Tell us about Digital Life, which actually you just alerted me, Mark, that it's already number one on Amazon's new releases chart for banks and banking. So congrats on that already. Wow, well done.
Thank you, Mike. Mike, we wish it said credit unions and credit union movement, but it says banks and banking. So we got to take it.
We'll take it as well. So yeah, give us a quick overview. And again, Guillermo, I'll let you chime in as well. So give us a quick overview of a Digital Life.
Well, I've been privileged to know Guillermo, Mike, for 20 years, decades. We worked together at Tower Group in the era of the internet beginning to evolve, if you can believe that. And he and I have always cared very passionately about technology and how it's evolving. We've remained great friends, even though our careers took different directions. And we had an idea that we should sit down and try to articulate what digital transformation really means and how it's going to affect the financial industry. And you were very kind to just hold up the product of that collaboration, Mike.
There it is right there again. Yeah, this is it's over 200 pages of just, it's like there's history in there, there's pop culture in there, and there's obviously a lot of digital and lots to get through. Guillermo, from your perspective, tell me about Digital Life.
Well, it's the combination of digital and physical that inspires it, okay? And this brings a new conception of value that pervades the financial services industry. So it's no longer just the financial transaction or the line of credit that a financial institution, a credit union or a bank may offer. It's the information that flows in digital form around those transactions. And that value starts taking center stage.
No doubt.
The Digital Life is about what leaders in financial institutions need to be mindful, because the transformation is happening. And at times, leaders are so attached to the traditional banking and, if you wish, credit union business model and technologies that they wonder what's happening with all those high-tech companies that are thriving in this era.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the digital era.
So
the book highlights how to interpret those transformations in light of the financial services business and what to do in order to evolve it.
Indeed. I have this question further down in the list of questions, but I want to get to it right now, because How did COVID affect in the writing of this? Because you guys, I mean, this just came out, but you guys have met, you mentioned COVID in here a number of times already. And I'm like, whoa, that was a quick turnaround. But I mean, as you mentioned, Guillermo, that the digital transformation, but it's digital has never been more important. And we know this backwards and forward today than it is right now or the last 6 or 7 months. So Mark, I mean, how did COVID affect the writing of this book? Because again, you guys mentioned it in here. So that's pretty cool.
Well, our publisher, Mike, commended us on the title of the book. At a call last week, Digital Life, I described it as better be lucky than good. Because when we conceived the idea of Digital Life with that title, Mike, believe it or not, Guillermo and I had no idea that there was a pandemic around the corner. You know, we're talking about the end of last year when he and I wrapped up the first manuscript.
Wow.
And then what we did, virtually, of course, using Microsoft Teams, of course, Guillermo refuses to use anything else. We collaborated to really update the manuscript in light of COVID-19. And Mike, what we found, as you know very, very well, is that a lot of the strategies that Guillermo and I describe in the book are now being accelerated and they're becoming more meaningful.
No doubt. Guillermo, I mean, yeah, you guys...
acceleration is the name of the game, you were saying, Mike.
Yeah, it's amazing. So what do you guys want to, and before we dive into the weeds, what did you guys want to accomplish with this, Guillermo, with the writing of this book? And again, the timing of this is impeccable.
It's awareness and call to action, but it's awareness also of the long term. It's not just, the knee-jerk reaction to COVID-19, which forced a number of businesses to operate in a virtual manner, but it's the underpinning technology innovations that are reshaping the way of interacting with the end consumer, if you wish, the member of union, customer or client of a financial institution. And that interaction has a strong component of digital. But not digital in, oh, yeah, we are connecting and seeing each other face to face like we are doing now.
So
it's not just a virtual face to face, but it's the virtual experience and combined as well with the physical experience. For example, one of the questions we put to ourselves when writing the book was, what will happen with the branches? The financial services branch. We say, well, they'll become experiential, except that the experience is not just the human interaction, rapport, or if you wish, empathy. It's also about the ability to continue that in a virtual manner. It's not just the in-person. And also within the branch, is the kind of digital abilities that you put to play.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And I didn't see anything about plexiglass in there, Mark, but plexiglass seems to be the big thing in branches now.
We really should have given another plug, Mike. And I would add on to what Guillermo said. You know that I believe incredibly passionately about the impact of digital on the credit union movement. What we really wanted to try to do with this for credit unions was to paint a picture, Mike, of two things. One, we're living through right now the single biggest change in our lifetimes. Technology is bringing about a true transformation of our business.
Yep.
I know that there's a lot of corporate speak in our world, Mike, isn't there? As you know, because you interview people like me all the time and we come out with buzzwords. Mm-hmm. But it truly is a transformational time. And we wanted to try to, provide a roadmap for credit unions and financial institutions to figure this out. How are they going to adapt their business models to Guillermo's point? What's going to make them relevant and successful tomorrow? Because, Mike, it is going to be different than what makes them relevant and successful today.
Yeah, no doubt. And I want to get into some of the takeaways here. And there's a lot that have stood out for me so far. But one of them was making banking invisible. Blending, like you said, Guillermo, blending digital with the physical. And I've heard the term fidgetal. So that was a couple of years ago when I heard that. But making banking invisible. And digital has a big role in that, right, Guillermo? So, I mean, we want to make it as seamless as possible and easy as possible, kind of the Amazon effect, right?
Yeah, and the way to interpret that in the context of the business leadership is think more of us a marketeer, a digital marketeer, mm-hmm. and a little bit less as a traditional banking or credit union executive. Okay. Why? Because the services, the digital services that bring value to the members and customers is taking a little bit of a front seat as opposed to the financial need, which is becoming more and more of a commodity because of the competition and the low margins. On the other hand, for the right digital services, consumers are more than willing to pay a premium.
Oh, no doubt.
And it redefines loyalty. It redefines the experience at the consumer level. And that takes a new type of competency to understand how to connect with that digital end consumer. And in order to do that, you need to understand what is that they live as a digital life. Okay, what's their life?
Yeah.
We always talk in finance about the lifetime value, and say, well, in the beginning, it's the traditional, credit card or a student loan or a home, a mortgage, home mortgage or an auto loan, mm-hmm. and then accumulating wealth and managing the wealth. And that's the traditional life cycle. And what comes here is that the life of the consumer, it's not just financial. It's also the digital experiences, the digital services, and the digital volume. Mm-hmm. And indeed, there's an analysis on how to understand the dynamics of digital volume.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Guillermo, because and this is a question for you, Mark, because one of the other takeaways that I got in here was just because a customer is opening an app and not the door of a branch does not mean that he or she expects inferior service. So can you expand on it a little bit? Because when we're talking digital, the service has to be just as good on the digital side as it already is in the personal or the in-person side, right?
Oh, absolutely right. And Mike, we've spent decades, more than 100 years as credit unions providing a wonderful in-person experience. We know our members when they walk in our branches. We greet them by name. Yep. My clients tell me that all the time. We have this very unique value proposition in the credit union movement because we care, genuinely care about people. Now here's our challenge. We have to take that differentiation and make it digital. And so the experiences that Guillermo alluded to, Mike, that appear on those online mobile apps, they have to be as good as being there for the consumers that we serve. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, in terms of emerging technologies, is where our industry is going. Mm-hmm. We're going to have those capabilities.
Yeah, it's really going to be exciting to see. I think the next 6 months or 12 months is going to be real. I mean, just based on what we've been through this year has really, as you guys well know, has really forced our hand to really accelerate the digital. But what's going to come of this is going to be amazing, I think. So I'm going to get some of your guys' favorite takeaways. Guillermo, what were one or two of your takeaways in the book that really stand out for you?
The number one is this combination of digital and physical as a new expression of value. Okay, and value, to Mark's point, is in a manner that excites the end consumer, that replicates the outstanding credit union member experience, mm-hmm. but in the digital realm.
Right.
And linked to that takeaway is the how you get there, okay? And part of the answer is advanced analytics and what we call uber personalization, hyper personalization. So there's a chapter on analytics, and we say, well, what's the future of analytics getting to collect digital feedback from zillions of interactions that the members or customers do day in, day out, not just with the financial institution, but on their digital life.
Right.
You know, I'm capturing that wealth of information to anticipate, okay, and be as intimate can be in the whereabouts, the digital whereabouts of the end consumer, member, or customer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what redefines the game, is getting there and being able to provide guidance in this tsunami of digital information and interactions, and you know what is going to work best for me. And the answer to that question is, well, depends on where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And because the financial institutions, by getting immersed in this digital life, can tell the digital whereabouts of consumers, they can have the intelligence to guide them. That's the challenge.
Yeah.
And I would contend that opposite pure play digital contenders who don't have that financial capability, the fact that trade unions and banks can connect the financial side of things with the digital interaction, pure digital value of things, that compounds the value proposition enormously.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And the loyalty and the trust as well, right?
The loyalty and the trust, and it operates at different speed. Okay, the digital value cycle operates at a much higher speed than the traditional financial services value cycle. Okay, you get a loan, okay, and the value is realized because you do something with the loan, you acquire something, or you spend the money into something valuable, and then you repay it over a period of time, okay, and you refinance it or whatever. Digital value is almost instant. So, you know, the turnaround of the digital value proposition is much, much faster. And that's a challenge in the business model as well. You need to play in that day in, day out, by the minute, yes or no, go for it or don't, buy or not buy.
Yeah.
And one of the chapters, another takeaway we haven't touched yet, is the impact on payments.
Mm-hmm.
We can discuss that, but I want also Mark to chime in here because he's very keen on these topics as well.
We could talk about payments all day long, but Mark, go ahead.
I'll keep it brief, Mike.
Oh, sure.
Two things for me. I think leading today is different than leading 10 years ago. Leading a credit union today is a very different proposition than leading a credit union in 2010, even especially 2000, right?
Yeah.
I think what the book does for me, Mike, is it creates a roadmap for what leadership means in this digital era and how we have to lead differently.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing for me is that I think the role of a leader, part of the role of a leader anyway, is to find and secure the future for their organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And this book, we hope, allows you to find that view of the future. That I think is a very credible, very believable view of the future that you can then build your organization around.
Right, right. And the other thing that I saw in there as well, and I'm glad you said that, because one of the things, all my notes here, guys. So, but what will digital natives want financial services for? And I find that really, I mean, that's a question that you can really, sink your teeth in for a couple of hours, because I think about my kids. I mean, they're, you know, some of them are just graduating from college. Some of them are still in elementary school. And it's like, gosh, what's the future? What are they going to look for in a financial institution? What are they going to need the branch for? What are they going to need this for? You know? So that's one of the things that really, gets my brain just pumping, thinking about this type of stuff.
Well, we believe, Mike, that there are certain attributes digital natives really want and demand. Convenience is the first.
Mm-hmm.
Speed, simplicity or ease of use, some element of personalization. And of course, it has to be secure, although we wish consumers were more mindful of the security aspects. You know, often, We often trade off security for convenience, often without knowing it. And we believe that digital natives will put a premium on those things, Mike, convenience, ease of use, speed, etc. And the providers of those services don't necessarily have to be traditional financial institutions in the minds of those digital natives, especially younger people, as you mentioned. Like you, I have kids. I don't have as many of you. I only have three. You know, you overachieved, I know, in that area. But
we have a basketball team, yes.
Exactly right. We would never be have an equal match, Mike, in that game. But one of the things I know just about my kids and lots of consumers who look like them is that they put a premium on digital. They may be the first generation, Mike, this generation that's coming out of college now, that truly does not need or want to visit a branch.
Right, right.
Exactly. I think we have to be ready for that.
Oh, no doubt. And this year really sets that up for the future, for sure, because you couldn't get to a branch. So now you're really reliant on the digital stuff. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's so many things I could go into, like the AI stuff that you guys talked about in there and how the human factor plays. Oh, my gosh. It's just there's so many avenues in this book that we can just talk about for hours and hours. Gosh, where can folks go get it? Where can they go? Obviously, Amazon?
Guillermo? Yeah.
Mark?
Yeah, you can go on Amazon. My clients will be receiving a complimentary copy, Mike, that's a good thing for them.
Yes.
Guillermo, being in his organization, we couldn't possibly afford to give his clients a complimentary copy. But Amazon is the best place, Mike, okay. And we're just delighted. You know, we didn't do this very sincerely as a commercial endeavor. We really did not. We didn't become authors of this book to make money. We decided that this was a topic that really needed to be written about. And frankly, we had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I loved how you brought in like you talk about Plato and Socrates and Cicero and Pascal and Einstein, even brought the NBA into it and stuff. So there's really some really cool stuff in there. I mean, the whole thing is cool, but you get some like really relatable things in there as well.
So it was that's all Guillermo, Mike, because I actually thought I actually thought all those folks were soccer players until he educated
me. Oh, well, they're all Manchester United, right? They were on that team. That's what I heard.
Correct.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, any final words here, Guillermo, on the book? And I mean, we could talk for hours on this thing, I know, but I know you guys have jobs to do and we want to get this out there for folks, but any final thoughts on the book, Guillermo?
Yeah, I think what Mark said, why did we write this? Because we see not only that this is happening, but where it's going in the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then the call to action for financial services executives, okay, look at digital with a different perspective or from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's the perspective of a digital life. It's not just, well, I need to go to the cloud because that's the modern technology. Well, you do that because digital has a different speed and you don't want to be left behind.
That is correct. That is correct. Mark, any final thoughts here that you want to add to wrap up?
I just want to wish you and your family all the very best for the holidays, Mike. And also thank you for hosting Guillermo and I today. It was a pleasure.
Oh, my pleasure as well. I wish we could do it for, you know, 2 or 3 hours because there's so many avenues and so many great chapters in this book to address. But I highly advise all of you folks out there, go get the book for the holidays and sit down. And it's a wonderful read and you will have it all dog-eared and highlighted just like me. So really, really good stuff here. All right. It's A Digital Life. There it is right there, ladies and gentlemen. Go out there and get it. It's on Amazon and it's already breaking records. It sounds like, Mark and Guillermo. Well done, guys.
Thank you, sir. Great to see you, Mike.
Great to see you as well. Be well, be safe. And can't wait to see you guys in person here very, very soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.